Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing. Let the whole world know.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knss.radio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Parler, assuming, you know, there is a Parler after what's going on now. And you can follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Yeah. Let freedom ring, as long as we have our freedoms. Speaking of which, Senator Josh Hawley said Thursday that he plans to sue Simon & Schuster after the publishing company canceled a contract for his book. Calling the people behind the cancellation a woke mob, Hawley said the move could not be more Orwellian. Simon & Schuster, for their part, is axing the contract because, quote, this is Hawley here, because I was representing my constituents leading a debate on the Senate floor on voter integrity, which they have now decided to redefine as sedition, Hawley said in a statement. Joining us now to talk about the double standard the media purports when it becomes, you know, to or rather when it comes to covering the recent Trump protests versus BLM or Antifa riots, for that matter, is Adam Weiss. He's a media and political strategist and CEO of AMWPR in New York City. Adam, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend. Nice to have you on the show.
John, thanks for having me.
So, you know, Adam, I saw this announcement from Simon & Schuster, and it falls in line with all the other stuff, the cancel culture stuff that's been going on lately. And the way I see this, the media, you know, big tech, all of them are just trying to destroy Trump supporters, anyone associated with the administration, no matter what. It seems like the ultimate example of the cancel culture run amok. Am I wrong, or is that what's going on here?
I think you hit it right on the head. And it doesn't – you'd always go back in America, we're a land of opportunity, of economics, of capitalism, and some of this stuff is just so Orwellian it doesn't even make economic sense. I was always – besides doing a strategy, I do some book deals for clients. And some of the best book deals, some of the best selling books in the country have always been conservative authors, right? So now you want to just wipe away a whole audience where a book, what's supposed to be the beacon of freedom and beacon of ideology and a beacon of understanding that some of our greatest authors and different spectrums come across as a publishing house. You go to the publishing house so they can print the book and they have an editor and they can distribute it to bookstores. They can put it online, and now they're too afraid because a U.S. senator has decided to let's just talk this through and
right.
See if there was any cheating. And within hours, they say, that's it. Your book deal's done. This is just woke mob, cancel culture on steroids times 100. And it's just I don't know where it's going to end. It just seems to be getting worse as we read stories day by day, because not only are they just canceling the culture, but cancel culture is just canceling book deals and throwing you off Twitter and Facebook, but now they want to de-commerce you. So a lot of these people that started the Stop the Steal movement and the Trump family, the Trump organization, they're taking you off payment platforms.
Right, right. Well, and
so you can't even pay your bills.
You know, you've been in media for years. You've been in publishing. I know this isn't quite up the same, you know, alley, but right, we came out of the break. I mentioned Parler. The CEO of Parler recently announced that, you know, he's lost all of his, Amazon's no longer hosting the platform. All of his vendors have dropped him. You know, this is the same kind of stuff. You know, where does that stop? It's just anyone, you know, what has Parler done? What did they do? It's not like the CEO of Parler was at the Capitol breaking windows. I just don't get this.
That's like saying, you know, somebody goes to a ballpark. And the Mets are responsible if people – you're responsible beforehand if people throw beer on each other or cause a little, you know, messy situation. How could you be responsible for policing your site before they even do anything?
Right.
You know, they're holding them up to a standard. There's things on there that it's just an impossible situation and a possible, you know, marching orders they gave them, which it's almost impossible to accomplish. It's just another way they see the growth of an alternative outlet of different voices, and they hate in our culture now. They don't want different voices. It's like our whole media, as well as corporations in America, universities, how is being run by the same people that run the woke mob at Twitter, the things that get trending on Twitter. It's like we're being run. It's like the asylum's being run by these Generation Z, young little millennials who cannot take a different point of view.
Well, and
it happened in college campuses, like started like a decade ago.
Exactly.
And it's seeped into everywhere.
Exactly. And I mean, I get it. Simon & Schuster is a private company. But what did Josh Hawley do? I didn't see him rioting in any of the photos or videos. And the last time I checked, Adam, objecting to the Electoral College certification is an option that's written into the Constitution. And it wasn't the first time it had been done. I know Simon & Schuster can pull a book deal if they want to. That's their right. But Josh Hawley didn't have anything to do with the riots. Now you got Democrats in Congress that are looking at expelling. They want to expel our congressmen. They want to expel three of our congressmen are Republicans. They want to expel them because how dare they? They voted against the certification. You know, it's just, this is crazy. I just don't understand it.
For 4 years, we lived through. They
yes.
objected to Trump presidency from day one. And 4 years, we lived through. He's a delegitimate president every single day. The Russians won it for him. The Chinese won it for him. But, you know, everybody else won the presidency for Donald Trump besides the people that voted for him himself. And we lived through that every single day. It's like every single day for 5 years, they call Trump supporters, Trump voters, every name in the book, misogynist, homophobic, sexist, Bumble Hicks from, you know, middle America. And then they wonder, why are these people upset the other day?
Right.
You know, the same group of people in the media that lecture us, don't bully somebody because they're 5 pounds overweight. How dare you bully? You've bullied these people for 5 years, and then you've got the gall to say, why are they upset?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, what's interesting is the more they can portray Republicans as the party of destruction, you know, back in the day, Antifa, BLM, you know, those folks, they were patriots. But what happened, and don't get me wrong, I'm not excusing the idiots that were breaking into the Capitol and committing violence. They should be prosecuted. But by the same stretch, the vast majority of those folks were just standing on the steps and waving flags and expressing their legitimate right to protest. But all of a sudden, you know, they're now all insurrectionists and they're criminals.
I was just with an actor out east of Long Island and pretty well known actor. I don't want to get in trouble, but he was at the Capitol. He showed me videos of he was right on the steps. He said, "I didn't go in," but he was right there. And the cops are waving them in, waving them, come on into the Congress. They open the doors and we're waving them in. It's unbelievable videos. I'm saying, wait a second. If I was there, you and I were there, and the cop waved us in, and our whole life we're taught this is the people's house, what's the big deal about going into the building?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And yet I've never heard in my whole life the word insurrection used so many times.
Right.
Insurrection. I didn't know about this word. What Bill... You know, wait a second. When Kavanaugh's hearings were going on 2 years ago to be a Supreme Court justice, and women were protesting and running into elevators after senators and every day screaming and causing scenes in the Judiciary Committee, they were called patriotic. They were called activists. They were called all these familiar names that is in a positive light that shows him as, you know, heroic, standing up to, you know, a sexist, standing up to conservative values. They were champion. And this was all in the Capitol.
Right.
So when they're allowed to protest in the Capitol, not only they're allowed, they're showcased, they're shown as heroic, they're profiled, they're on TV. When the Trump supporters do it, they're insurrecting, they're taking over the country, they're
right.
rampaging.
Right. Well, similarly, you can occupy, you know, 9-6 blocks of downtown Seattle, and apparently that's okay. But how dare you walk into the, you know, into the Capitol building? Now you're an insurrectionist. And, you know, I guess the whole thing here is Republicans should be allowed to protest, and it's the same fundamental right, but apparently not, according to the media.
And I understand the media, and we you know, the guys, people like you and I have been in this business. We understand the way they behave, and this was the meltdown of the media on steroids times 100. But it was their perfect opportunity. It was giving in their lap. Then it was probably a setup, and I can't run around, but it seems like a setup between they had some infiltrating. It seems like there was some infiltration of Antifa, because I had a guy call me up, Sullivan. He said, my brother's Antifa. I said, well, somebody gave me your number. And my brother's John Sullivan. He's Antifa. He went to D.C., caused trouble. He was standing in the Capitol next to that woman who was shot. I said, how can I know who you are? Your brother, he sent me the video, sent me the photos of his brother, sent me the pastor's brother. If you look about John Sullivan, you know, everyone from Fox to a bunch of others wrote about this guy in the Capitol infiltrating. So it's true. It was Antifa. They arrested him, and they let him go with no charges. It's like the one person they got was actually Antifa who infiltrated in the – they let him go, no problem. So it's like
– yeah, it's –
so when Leader McCarthy stands up there, minority leader, and says, this is all Trump's responsibility, there were no Antifa, BS. I had somebody contact me who was Antifa, who was proof to be Antifa. So, you know, I know the media the way it behaves, but really almost disgusts me is the way the Republicans behaved and caved in two minutes. And I thought the Trump movement and the way he fought against the media all these years would have taught them a lesson. Don't cower to the media. They're not your friends, and they never will be.
It just the double standard is what upsets me about the whole deal. Adam, thank you for joining us this evening. If folks want to follow you, you're on Twitter at Adam Matthew, right, on Twitter?
Correct.
Perfect. Yep. I appreciate you, brother.
AMW, website is amwpr.com and New York amwpr.com. Thank you, John.
Appreciate you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
You too.
Coming up, Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute is going to try – good luck, Michael, in advance. Try and explain why Governor Kelly thinks now is a good time to raise your taxes. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.